Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we'll be joined by late model driver Cole Searing. We'll also hear from Ryan Staley from Mason City Motor Speedway, Aaron Betts from Murray County Speedway, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Hey Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to take your flavor game to the next level? Reach for the award-winning sauces and seasonings from Cookies. Our flavor enhancer all-purpose seasoning and rub is a popular combination of spices that's delicious in marinades, on meats, and anything that needs a flavor kick. And don't forget about our full line of sauce, including our Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts an Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. Get game-changing recipes at CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, smart cookies use Cookies.
It's time to swap and shop. Now at Napa Auto Parts, turn your old, busted professional brand impact wrench or ratchet, pneumatic or cordless, into savings on brand new Milwaukee tools. Save up to $250 when you trade in qualifying power tools by qualifying brands, like a M18 half-inch high-torque impact wrench with friction ring kit. It's $399 after $100 in savings. Swap, shop, and save during the Milwaukee Tool Trade-In at Napa.
Napa know-how!
Maximize your egg door clearance. Hi, this is Callie at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. Get the full use of the height and width of your current opening every single time, ensuring easy, stress-free passage for your biggest combines and tractors. Choose Minnesota-made, high-quality Powerlift Doors. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
A farmer knows every inch of his farm. What worked for someone else may not work for you. That's where the Coles Electric Ag Electricians excel. Whether you need wires trenched underground or power to a remote area of your property, the professionals at Coles Electric have the equipment and knowledge to get the job done quickly and correctly, providing 24-hour emergency service as well. When you're down, it's costing you money. See ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your family-owned Husqvarna dealer, is the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota and one of only 40 in the nation. Stop by Miner's in Blooming Prairie to check out the dependable Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. From trimmers and chainsaws to zero turns and tractor mowers, we've got what your yard needs. With over 20 years of product knowledge, we also service what we sell. That makes Miner's Outdoor your number one choice for lawn and garden.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier VT race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by late model driver Cole Searing. And Cole, growing up in Huron, South Dakota, when I think of late model racing, I think of cities like Proctor, Cedar Lake Speedway in Richmond, Wisconsin, and Huron, South Dakota. Memories of growing up in Huron.
Oh, yeah. There's a rich late model history around the area, especially with people being able to run three tracks here on Aberdeen Watertown all within an hour and a half of each other. So it goes pretty deep.
I've heard some great stories at some old-timer events about some of our historic drivers back then hauling out to South Dakota. And the drivers out there didn't like the Minnesota guys coming and taking their purse money.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes in every direction you travel. There's some frown upon going on and stuff like that.
Another thing you acquired as a South Dakota native is a love for the outdoors and a love for hunting. That tradition really runs deep with your friends and family.
Oh, yeah, we do a bunch of hunting. Growing up, my old man took us pheasant hunting all the time, so that kind of stuck with me. So I started that as early as I could. And then once I got into that, just kind of some other friends and family got me into deer hunting and duck and geese hunting. And then now we do quite a bit of coyote hunting, so a lot of thermal coyote hunting at night. And pretty much once race season turns off, we turn hunting season on wide open until about the end of January. So it goes pretty good.
And also you acquired a love for dogs. Many listeners and racers have a dog, but when it comes to your hunting buddy, there really is a special bond there between owner and dog that just can't be matched.
Oh, yeah, I have three labs, all yellow labs, so they're all trained for pheasant hunting, and pretty much everybody I hang out with or go hunting with all has dogs, so it's one of them deals where normally if we get 10, 12 people out hunting, we probably got 15 to 18 dogs with us, so they're just as important as the guns themselves.
I was shocked when I seen a documentary about dogs and how smart they are, and they said an average dog can understand 100 words.
That's pretty interesting. I don't doubt that, you know, because I always say one of the hardest animals that we hunt are coyotes, so canine, and I was actually just having that conversation with somebody today about how flippin' smart they actually are, so it's kind of neat.
You also work right in Huron at Carlson's Service Center and Sales. If anyone listening is looking for a car, do you have some great deals on the lot?
Yeah, so actually my wife and I own Carlson Service Center and Sales, and we're kind of just about a year into the used sales segment of our business, so we're growing that all the time. I don't know what I got out there for sale right now, 14 or 15, trying to grow it to an eventual 20 to 40 for sale all the time. So I always like to say we got the best prices in the area, the most flexible salesman in the area, which is just myself. So it's pretty laid back, pretty lax, got great deals, all of our stuff services and inspected through our shop. So I like to pride ourselves in having quality vehicles for sure.
And also your co-boss is pretty flexible when it comes to racing, I bet.
Oh, yeah. There's no schedule when it comes to racing. We got a good group of employees and a good service manager and secretary that are able to kind of handle the place when I'm gone. And when we can get Cody, the service manager, out, he's actually one of my good pit crew members. He's over here at my house right now. We're working on the car for the week, and so when we can get him out of the shop, we get him out also, and we actually close down early on Friday, so our technicians can also enjoy an early afternoon on Fridays for the rest of the weekend.
When and how did you acquire your first late model, and what do you remember about that particular car?
I ran super stocks for years, and then I kind of went on a stint where we did the super and B mod full-time there for a year. I actually won the national points in the B mod that year. Then we started the next year on a Super and B mod again, and it was just, I don't remember what was wrong. Trevor Nelson, he was one of my big competitors in the super stock stuff. I don't remember if he was, what happened there. I think maybe he was sick for COVID or something, and he was out for a couple of weeks, and it was just kind of, not just me, but I guess as far as stiff competition, it was just me. And I remember there being a night where I had won the feature, and I was driving home, and I just didn't even seem excited about it. Just one, I don't know, I think we kind of did everything there was to do in the super stock class. And then two, he wasn't there to race again. So it kind of just bummed me out that I just wasn't having fun anymore. So I kind of had to have a talk with myself and some other people. And I said, if we're not going to be able to have fun doing it, there's really no point in doing it. And kind of that same night, I was scrolling on Facebook and saw a deal for sale on Facebook for a turnkey late model from a guy up in Aberdeen, Brandon Mosier. And Dennis Mosier, who's now passed on, he used to race late models a bunch back in the day, and kind of struck a deal with them and knew a couple people that might be interested in my other stuff, and all my super stock and B-mod stuff sold within 1 week, and that kind of helped make the switch easier. And we switched to that. I think we ran a handful of races with that at the end of 2020. 2021 was our first full-time year in that car, and we ended up to have a 24-win season and won the national points as a rookie. So it just kind of all went from there, and I remember saying that year I was kind of having fun again, and now we kind of just, we didn't scale back. I'd say we scaled back quantity of races-wise, but quality of races, no. We kind of scaled back to a bigger schedule of, like, money races and quality of races to try to only run the money stuff, and just so we weren't being forced to go to the track 3 days a week, 4 days a week, and do that deal. So we kind of stuck to the Challenge Series stuff there for a while, had a bunch of fun with that, and now we just kind of bop around to different things, Challenge Series stuff, Tri-State stuff, some local stuff, kind of whatever's paying what it takes to run these cars, and we've just kind of been having more fun kind of doing that at a little scaled back rate.
This will date me a little bit, but I grew up watching late models that had huge milk pipe roll cages and literally road grader blades for front bumpers to push other drivers out of the way. weight was definitely not an issue. These new late models are light, nimble, and fast. The technology is amazing.
Yeah, now we're into 2,300-pound cars and all the aerodynamics you can get packed into one.
What you can do in one of those cars, I'm just blown away almost every time I go to a late model race. A guy can be up against the wall and literally take a left turn and cut between two cars and just blast past them down the back straight. I can't believe how quickly you can turn.
Oh, yeah. They're sharp on turning. They're fast. They're quick. They're very technical. There's a lot of things you can do to them. And actually, to be honest with you, there's probably more you can do to them than I'm comfortable doing. So it's a lot, but I don't know. You got enough good people in the sport that help you learn along the way that things just kind of click good.
Is there a story behind the number 10 on your car?
Yeah, so my dad was number 10. He actually quit racing right when I was born, so I never really got to watch him race, but his number was number 10. And when I started go-kart racing, I was a big Tony Stewart fan, so I actually had number 20 for my first year of racing. Then I just switched over to 10 for him.
In a town of 14,000 people, it's pretty cool that you work at the same place as your crew chief, Cody Dale. Race together, hunt together, work together. How did you get to know Cody?
Basically through racing. Before I started, he used to help a street stock driver named Doug Songer. And right as I was kind of starting, Doug was kind of phasing out. So he just kind of started helping us when we started racing street stocks. And I guess he never quit. So that would have been like 2010, I think, was my first year. So he's been helping since 2010. And then he's been over all the time. And he was actually kind of co-owner of another auto repair shop in town. And he was kind of wanting to change, just a little change of scenery, do something different. And kind of at the same time, he told me that the opportunity to buy our repair shop popped up. And I said, hey, if I buy this, would you want to come work? Oh, absolutely. So he come over and he pretty much runs the day-to-day in the shop. And I try to run the day-to-day in the front office area, and it drives pretty well. We got kids the same age, all that kind of stuff. That's kind of cool.
Not only did your father Jim race, but he's a big part of your race team. What is your dad's role?
It's funny because he quit so 15 years before I started. So there wasn't a lot other than the hands-on mechanical stuff that he could teach me, but there wasn't a lot about racing in general that he taught me as far as driving the cars, et cetera, et cetera. But he's just been there, I mean, the whole time. Anything we wanted to do, he's been game for it. He helps in the shop. You know, now he's retired, so he likes to do his race car work during the day. So he'll come over to my house during the day and he'll organize the shop, clean the truck and trailer on the inside, just kind of reorganize everything after we tear it apart. You know, tonight we did all our maintenance stuff, so we kind of got the shop looking a little ragged, and tomorrow he'll show up during the day and get all the tools put back away, clean it all up, it'll be tidy, fills the fuel jugs, and he keeps himself busy. He likes to hang out around my place and he does some mowing for us and all kinds of stuff. So He's a lot bigger role. He doesn't think he's a big part of it, but there's a lot of stuff I wouldn't have time to be able to do, I guess, that he does that helps us out quite a bit. So we're pretty thankful for that. And then he pretty much tries to go to, I would say, 90% of the races if he can.
Winning at home, I can't imagine as a driver anything could be better than winning at the Dakota State Fair Speedway right in front of your home crowd in your own backyard.
Oh yeah, it's kind of cool. You know, they got a huge grandstand, so they're always full. The atmosphere is cool there. And of course, being at home, you got a lot of fan supporters, so I've been lucky enough to do a good handful of times and won some pretty decent late model races here, and now we get to open up again full time, so that should be fun again.
Bullring versus big tracks. Do you prefer the finesse type track and the perfect throttle control, or your put the foot on the floor and hang on?
I don't know. I think it's kind of opposite. I think I prefer a big track, but I think the big track takes more finesse than the little track does anyway. And it's not just all about holding on. You got to run a good momentum line. You got to have a good car set up and things start drying out. You got to be able to feather up through there. Them small tracks, you can kind of just bomber in wherever you want, hope it sticks, bounce off people. I've never been one to kind of want to drive like that. So I prefer the little bit bigger tracks and take a little momentum and speed in a good car and over the little bullring stuff.
You picked up a win last summer with the Tri-State Late Model Series at Worthington Speedway. As a fan, that is a great place to watch a race. As a driver, how do you like Worthington?
It's fun. Definitely a kind of a higher bank, short track, but it doesn't race like a bullring, so it's kind of cool, but you can still throw sliders. It still takes a good bit of momentum, and I've been there twice now. I think I got second the first time and won the second time, and I don't know what it is about the place, but it's cool. They got good fans, good atmosphere, and definitely race is really nice.
Huset Speedway, a tight little bullring that doesn't seem like it's a late model track, but they definitely work there, and you've been successful.
Yeah, we were able to win a pretty big tri-state race there, too. That was the one and only time I'm probably going to go there. It wasn't bad. It's just, it was one of them places that when you left and you were heading out of the pits, you kind of just thought to yourself, I don't know how the heck I'm heading home with a race car in one piece. I mean, it's narrow, it's tight, very tight. I mean, I personally don't think it's a late model track, definitely better sprint car track. But if they could get rid of that infield berm, shave that down so we get a little more lanes down there, then maybe it would be. But that's a pretty tight-knit track. Still a cool facility, a really awesome facility. I just wasn't quite my cup of tea.
I've talked to many promoters and many track prep guys, and it is a totally different track surface when you're prepping for late models or sprint cars compared to hobby stocks, stock cars, and modifieds. What track do you prefer?
That's pretty hard. Let's see. Cedar Lake Speedway is pretty close to the same about every time I go there. I've raced on some rubber there, unfortunately, a couple times, so I think I have about anywhere else. Cedar Lake's pretty decent. Deer Creek Speedway was pretty good. Brown County Speedway, you pretty much know what you're going to get there every week. Just hit or miss. It's all weather dependent. I mean, they're all dealt a hard deck of cards, especially if they get weather up until the day before or something. So it's just super hit or miss, but I would say a couple of those tracks would be pretty good.
Your rookie season 2021, you were the Wissota National Late Model Champion. Memories of the 2021 season, and when did you truly realize you had a shot at that championship?
Well, that was a tough year. They say racing tests your friendships with a lot of people. We had some run-ins with some close friends. I actually got suspended for 2 weeks in 2021, kind of had a debacle in Aberdeen. I think it was a little overreaction by the people who decided the suspension should be had, but me and another racer got together and we just had a disagreement in the pits, and I didn't know anything was coming about it after that. But the Monday I got an email saying I was tied up for 2 weeks, so I'm like, oh crap. I thought I had a really good shot at that point, and then that happened, and I'm like, oh, well, that's down the window. And my suspension was up on a Friday night, and Sheridan, Wyoming had a three-day show, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I actually, the guy I was racing with was out in Sheridan, Wyoming, trying to catch some wins while I was gone, and we decided to load up, and we drove all night Friday night and pulled into the track Friday night when the races were over, and we raced Saturday, Sunday, and we won both those days, and I think we clean sweep the next 2 weekends. The 2 weeks off actually gave us some time. We took the car back over to the manufacturer, went through with a fine-tooth comb, made sure everything was good, and I think we clean sweep 2 weeks after that, and it just kind of clicked after that. So things just went really good, and everything fell into line, and it wasn't a cakewalk, but I think I had it. I don't remember if it was a couple weeks before the end of the season is when we had it finished up, but yeah, it was close.
You talk about proper maintenance program. To be competitive on that level, you have to have a top-notch maintenance program every week because one little error could cost you.
Yep, that's for sure. I kind of shy away from racing on Sundays anymore unless it's kind of a Challenge Series race or a little bit bigger paying race than we will. But so then I use Sundays to try to just get the car washed and everything put back in the shop. And then Mondays, Cody, myself, Todd, another guy that helps us, we all come over to the house and get the car in the air, and we all kind of have our own tasks. Todd, he does all the tire work as far as mounting and dismounting, and then I'll do kind of the fluid maintenance, so change the oil, check over the brakes, kind of scuff them back up, then I'll do tire grinding, tire grooving, and then Cody will do all the maintenance as far as bolt checks, making sure all the parts feel tight, everything looks right. If anything needs to be replaced, he kind of makes that call, and we do that, and we all three got our deal that we do, and like right now, you know, it's 7:51 at night, and I just got a little bit of tire work to do and fix a little piece, and then we'll be usually done by 8:30 on Mondays for the week. So that's kind of nice.
Your team also knows how to fight back from adversity. For the John Seitz Memorial, you had to come through the B main, take a provisional, start dead last in 26th in the A main, and manage to get up to third.
Yep, that was actually up in Grand Forks there at the site. I've always taken a liking to that track. I never really get discouraged. I know I just didn't have the luck it took to get what I needed. Didn't pass enough cars, ended up in a B main, didn't make it out of B, had to use a provisional from the highest finisher that wasn't in. And I just knew that if you could run that race, it was long enough that if you could run the first half without getting lapped and then going a lap down, which would screw up the rest of your race, then you would have a chance. And I've always just been one at momentum racing, and we were able to pick a bunch off. And I actually would have probably got second that year, but I had no idea I was in third, and I passed for second. And I was so worn out and tired from the 92 laps and starting last and just trying to manage my time and all that stuff that I didn't even realize I was in second. And Don Shaw was actually racing me super, super hard, and I ended up just letting him go. And then we took the checkered, and I looked at the board on the back straightaway, and it said 10 was in third. And I'm like, well, if I would have known that, I would have stayed in second. But it was kind of funny.
What is the most prestigious special that you would still like to get the victory?
The Wasota 100 keeps duking me. I think I've dang near been on the podium every year. I've been in the late model there. I just can't get it capitalized. We had a good car last year. I think we had an equally as good a car to win as the winner did. Track conditions didn't really fall my way. I kind of got stuck behind some lap cars at the wrong time. It didn't work, but I keep getting close, but I can't knock it off. So hopefully maybe this year will be the year.
Owen has become a huge part of the Searing Racing team. It's got to be more meaningful for you now that you can share that with him.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely getting fun. Like right now he's helping Mom load some apparel in the trailer, and the last 2 weeks I've been on the road, went to Cedar Lake, and we tried to go to Ogilvy this last weekend. They weren't able to make it, so it's definitely different not having them there, and you wish they were there more than they weren't. So he's getting to the age where he's trying to be helpful in the shop and wants to be involved in everything, so that's cool. And hopefully maybe someday he wants to try to hop in one himself so I can take on the crew chief role maybe.
Favorite track and why?
Favorite track, let's see. It used to be back Madison, Minnesota back in the day when we ran there quite a bit, but I don't run there much anymore. I would probably, I don't know, that's a tough one. I like Deer Creek, however, I can't run there much anymore either, so I don't know. I don't know that I have a favorite track. I like any track that you go to and you can race. I mean, as far as being able to be competitive, have multi-grooves, I don't really care what track it is anymore. As long as we can get a surface to race on, I'll be happier than can be.
Biggest win so far in your career?
Probably the John Seitz Memorial.
Racing goals for 2026?
I haven't really sat down and thought of them, but I'd sure like to get over 10 wins again in a year. I definitely know we're capable of doing it. I run the races that are hard to win. You know, we were able to pick off 6 of them last year, and we had a shortened year last year due to an appendix problem, but I was still able to get 6 of them last year. And 6 at this level, when you run with the Challenge Series guys and stuff like that, still a pretty big number, but I think we're going to kind of try to buckle down and try to knock off 10 or so.
Wow. When did you realize you were having an appendix problem? Because that's got to be really hard to buckle yourself in a car after that.
Yeah, it wasn't good. That was on the, we committed around the Challenge Series full time, and we were just starting the Western Minnesota swing in Wilmer. And we showed up to Wilmer, and I didn't really feel great all day. Just kind of felt like I had a full stomach. I wasn't really sure what was going on, and towards the end of the night, I started feeling a little bit worse and worse, and I ended up winning at Wilmer somehow, some way, and I got out of the car, and my stomach hurt, and I'm like, something's wrong. We drove to Montevideo Thursday night, and I tried to sleep, and I just tossed and turned all night, could not get comfortable, stomach hurt, couldn't figure it out. Friday during the day, I was still complaining, but of course, I know more than anybody, so I decided, let's try to race. Well, good thing I had a good crew there, because I didn't move off the couch all day. My wife kept telling me, well, maybe we should go get checked out, and nah. I raced the feature, and I was in the feature. I was just completely out of it. I was just holding on to the steering wheel, hoping they threw the checkered flag, and pulled into the pits, and she goes, well, are you ready to go get checked out now? I said, well, let me try to take a shower. And we went to the hospital about midnight, and they ran all their tests, and about 8 o'clock Saturday morning, the appendix had to come out. So.
And how soon after that did you get back in a car?
The next Saturday I was racing. I was going to try it the next Thursday because it was a wheel jam swing where they race Huron on Thursday, Aberdeen Friday, Huron Saturday, and Thursday rained out. I said, heck with it. If Thursday rained out, I'm not going to go up to Aberdeen. I'll just give myself a couple more days to rest. And then Huron raced, and really the only thing I did was just kind of get some soft pads and kind of put them where my seat belts were going to rub on the cuts they made on me and tighten myself in there, and we went for it.
You also have been able to put some great sponsors on the car.
Oh, absolutely. I got a whole slew of sponsors. Without every one of them, we definitely could not do what we do. I got Collins Brothers Towing, Minnesota Truck Headquarters, G&G Seamless Gutters, Radiant Roofing and Siding, EMR, Carlson Service Center and Sales, Structural Buildings, Binger Cattle and Grain, Conkey Farms, Allied Climate Professionals, Dale's A1 Transmissions, Jiggy Signs and Graphics, Napa Central, Central Plains Construction, Farmers Union Insurance, Farmers and Merchants Bank, All Auto Collision, Pixel 5 Thermals, Gladys Transport, Dirt Race Central, Superior Shine Auto Spa, Jerry Kleinsasser Farms, Dell's Taxidermy and Archery, Ray Polfus Incorporated, The Red Arrow Bar, JD Concrete, Jensen Livestock Incorporated, Chaos Photo, Speedworks Headers, Swift Springs, and Daily Fabrication.
Cole, I know literally wherever we go and you pull out for hot laps, we know it's going to be a good night at the races in the grandstand. You are a blast to watch, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weirsmachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
The Hobby Stock Scuffle returns to the Fairmont Raceway Friday, May 15th. It's sure to be door-to-door, bumper-to-bumper action. So make sure to invite all your Hobby Stock buddies to Fairmont Friday, May 15th, and see if they've got what it takes to win the feature. Grandstands open at 5:30. It's open at 5:30. Hot laps start at 7:15. We hope to see all of you at the Fairmont Raceway.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we mend them.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them that Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Ryan Staley, promoter at Mason City Motor Speedway. And Ryan, the first thing I have to do is take our hats off to you and the staff at Mason City Motor Speedway. What a great track. And you guys also do an awesome job, because on Sunday night, you know, people have to work on Monday morning. You guys run a really tight program, get fans in there, entertain them, and get them home at a decent time.
No, we appreciate that. I mean, at the end of the day, that's always the goal. You know, you want to get people there, give them a 2.5-3 hour show, and get them on their way. Obviously, people nowadays, I feel like you can only see so much and you're entertained for so long. And yeah, it's always a goal to run a fast-paced program. And at the end of the day, we'd like to get everybody there at a good time and get them out by usually no later than 8:30 or 9.
Memorial Day weekend, you've got an awesome show with a memorial to a local hometown hero.
Yeah, so it's the Jerry Hayner Memorial. It'll be USMTS, and then we are going to be running our other classes. For those that don't know, I'm actually married to Jerry's son's daughter, Morgan. So that race means a lot to our family, and it's a great event, and we invite everybody out to it.
Speaking of classes, what are your regular classes fans get to see on a regular night of racing at Mason City Motor Speedway?
Yeah, we got the USRA stock cars, USRA B-Mods, USRA hobby stocks, and the Outlaw Mini-Mods.
Two events coming up that feature the Carl Chevrolet Premier Late Model Tour, Sunday night, June 21st, and Sunday night, July 19th.
Yeah, no, actually, for both of those events, it's always exciting to bring in late models. Every fan that comes to our track usually loves seeing late models. So bringing those guys in, they always put on a good show and usually bring anywhere from 18 to 24 cars.
Late models on your track are awesome. What do you have to do to the track surface for late models compared to a regular night of racing, because you got those big wide tires that got to get grip?
With that, you know, usually you just got to lay down a little bit more moisture to the track. And, you know, during intermission, we go out and we can either tear it up or do what we need to do to make it better. And there's times where they can tear it up a little bit, but it's usually not as bad as a modified.
Fans that may not know, you also have your own series, the USRA Northern Lights Modified Series, and they will be at the track on Sunday night, July 12th. And what a great group of guys you've put together.
Yeah, no, it's always great to bring in those guys. It's a lot of the local guys are from northern Minnesota, and a lot of our guys that are from Iowa and even into Missouri. So it's always great to bring in another modified series outside of the USFDS.
One of the events that's always on our can't-miss calendar, North Iowa Fair Races with the USMTS and the Western Iowa Non-Wing Series has put on some great shows at your track.
Been fantastic, actually. Our fair races have been great for probably, you know, the last 3 or 4 years. You know, you bring in the non-wing sprints, which always put on a great show. And little does people know, we try to bring in the school buses as well. And we weren't able to do it last year, but we're going to try and do it again this year. And they bring in about 12 buses, so it's pretty entertaining to watch.
Sunday night, August 9th, the Tri-State Late Model Series. What a great series that's become and has a huge fan following right now.
It's definitely been growing, yes. Very excited to have those guys back. They put on a really good show last year. Yes, we're very much looking forward to them. Like I said, late models at our track are usually pretty good, so very excited to bring them in.
You're racing on a Wednesday night this year, Wednesday night, August 19th, Flow Night in America. What is that going to involve?
So that's like the super late models. That'll be like the Bobby Pierce, Jonathan Davenport, hopefully Nick Hoffman, guys like that, Ricky Thornton Jr. So it's an actual 20,000 to win show that we'll be running on a Wednesday night along with Hobby Stocks and B-Mods. And it'll be one that we've actually been working on for the last 4 years. So we're pretty excited to bring this one in.
Another thing I'm sure you realize, and I'm sure the city of Mason City realizes, the impact of a racetrack on the town. the amount of people it brings into the local restaurants when we come into town and we head over to the Rib Crib for dinner and you see all the racing shirts around the restaurant or the local Quick Trip and everybody filling up their haulers and stopping in there after the races, it has a major impact on the town you're in as well.
Absolutely. And I feel like for Mason City, we're in a really good location right next to a Target and a Fleet Farm. And it's just a great location for any racetrack. And we definitely get some good pub from being in that from that area.
And it's hard to be talking about October already, but looking at your schedule, it is a really exciting end of the year. Friday night, October 16th, the Five-Star Classic. Saturday night, October 17th, you have USRA Late Model Nationals, and then you end with something really cool, which is Cheaters Night. What is that event about?
So I'll start with the Five-Star Classic. Five-Star Classic's always been a really good race that we've kind of put together, and then the John Tideman Memorial as well. Bringing in the USRA Late Models was kind of my idea. I thought, we can't get them down to Lucas Oil, so we'll bring their Nationals to Mason City, and I feel like that event will be really cool, especially on a Friday, Saturday night, which is definitely an off night for us, but it'll be a good draw, we feel like. And then Cheaters Night, that was my dad's idea. So he's done one at Webster City a few times, and it's just a run what you've run. You don't get teched or nothing. You literally are coming there. You can put a wing on if you want. You can run whatever you want that you feel is going to be a winner for you.
That is tremendous, because for fans who have not seen one of those Cheaters Nights, like you said, they could show up with virtually anything, and it also gives the drivers an opportunity to try something they've always wanted to try.
Absolutely, and it's just a unique way to, like you say, just do something that you've never really tried and just see if it makes you go faster.
Ryan, if they'd like to find out more about Mason City Motor Speedway and look over this awesome schedule, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, check out masoncitymotorspeedway.com/schedule. And if you have any other questions, just reach out to us on Facebook. We're pretty active with Bull.
Ryan, thanks for all you do at Mason City Motor Speedway. It's great to be down there on a Sunday night. Just look over that packed grandstand and see everybody and all the families enjoying racing. And thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yep, thank you very much.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
The definition of a race: a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast, or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Batwing Chassis began like many other famous racing entities from a two-car garage in the small town of Ellendale. It all started with a group of friends racing their hand-built mini race cars on a homemade dirt track in southern Minnesota. The mini mods were creating a buzz as more and more drivers wanted to join the fast, affordable fun. In 2010, Nathan Kilwine founded Batwing Chassis. Today, Batwing Chassis continues to assemble precision, jig-built race cars for the Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series. Drivers and fans can follow along by checking out BatwingChassis.com. Fast, affordable fun, BatwingChassis.com.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocities in La Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocities German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. The screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocities at 507-351-9000. 9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Terrain changes, season change, but Honda ATVs, they show up ready. The 2026 4-Trax Rancher, 4-Man, and Rubicon are back, just as reliable as ever, with available 4-wheel drive, automatic DCT, and independent rear suspension on select models. There's a Honda built for how you ride. Visit Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin today and count on Honda to get it done. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Aaron Betts from Murray County Speedway. And Aaron, one thing you and your team do well is constant work on the track and track improvements. What did you do during the off season?
This spring, we had new lights put up for the whole track, all new LED lights. The county approved them, and they just got done last weekend. So it's really bright. It's nice. And then we had built a catwalk last year. We're adding on to that, and they'll have bleachers on top of that. So we're excited about that, too, when we get that done.
A great time for fans to come and see this would be your season opener on Friday night, May 22nd. What classes of cars can fans expect to see every Friday night for regular racing this year?
For a weekly regular race of the IMCA Sport Compact, Hobby Stocks, Sport Mods, Stock Cars, and our MCRA Sportsman class run weekly.
I also see on Friday night, May 29th, you have the Outlaw Mini Mods out at your track. And they are a great group of cars, and they typically bring a big car count, and fans really enjoy seeing those guys.
Yeah, we had the Mini Mods 3 times last year, the Series once, and I think they had 30 cars. So we have their Series race twice this year.
Another great series on your schedule, and if fans see these guys anywhere, make sure to get out and watch them run, is the Tri-State Late Model Series that brings a great group of cars, and they always put on a show, and they'll be there Friday night, June 12th.
Yes, we're excited to have them back again this year. They've always shown up well for us at our track. The track is fast. They fly around this place. I think we had them at an average of 90 miles an hour here 2 years ago, so, I mean, they move.
Aaron, that might be your chance to jump back in a late model.
Yeah, I'd love to, but I think the wife would have something to say about that.
Yeah, probably. You've got a few other things on your ticket right now.
Yeah, we do. I'm not flagging much this year, so I can be out in the pits, just taking care of other things more often. We kind of did that at the end of last year. It worked out really well. But I will be flagging. There's a handful of times I'll probably be flagging when our flagman can't be there. But looking forward to doing that. It's nice to just be out and thanking drivers and crews and fans for coming. It's nice to do other things.
Another thing, when you look at the Murray County Speedway schedule, you clearly have it on there when fans get to see A-Mods, and Friday night, June 19th, would be a great night to come and watch.
Yeah, A-Mods are here 4 times this year. We had them for our fair last year, and they told me if we had, you know, 4 races that they would be able to come back. You know, they have to travel away, so they're willing to come. And we have them on the 19th, July 3rd. They're back, and we got a big special that night, so they're there for that. And yeah, 4 times this year. We're excited to have them back.
Friday night, June 26th, is a draft horse show that weekend. And I had a friend of mine who used to race sprint car back in the 50s and 60s here at Owatonna say that that wasn't always dust you were breathing in.
Well, yeah, we don't. I know what you're talking about. I've had that when I was driving over the years, but we don't put any of that on our track. So it's still just dust on our track that you're breathing in.
4th of July weekend, It's a big weekend for everybody celebrating 250 years here in the United States. Friday night, July 3rd, you have a memorial special.
Yeah, I was a longtime racer, passed away from cancer here this past fall. His family and friends reached out and wanted to do a memorial race here. He raced here weekly when he was still racing, and they added money to the modified stock cars and sport mod classes. We're looking to add money to the other classes. There are going to be special trophies that are having made for all classes racing that night, and it'll just be a lot of fun. There's some tracks that aren't running, so we're hoping to get more cars yet for that, so we're excited about that event as well.
One night that really stood out to me is Hall of Fame night on Friday night, July 10th. You also have $1,000 to win hobby stock, so those guys will be going for that big purse. And also, the vintage cars, the Hot Rod Touring Series, which fans have not seen those at Murray County Speedway, they are a treat.
They are. We moved them back in the schedule a little bit. Just works better for them to come. So usually we were last weekend in June with the Draft Horse Show moving to that weekend. We moved them to the 10th, and I think we'll have a good number of those. They're fun to watch. It's nice to see old cars out there, the way things used to get raced. They're a great group of guys to have come. Real nice to talk to. So if you get a chance after the races, go down to the pits, look at the cars, and talk to the drivers on that.
I know a class that you're pretty passionate about, the class that can't be tamed. The stock cars are back July 31st for $1,000 to win.
Yes, that class, it's real competitive. We get three wide. They run high, low, against the wall. They're exciting to watch. I don't care what track you go and watch them at. They're fun to watch. They're a great class to watch. Real competitive.
Two great nights to end the regular season. August 14th, the Murray County Fair races, and then Friday night, August 21st, championship night with the A-Mods back.
Yeah, we're trying to add something on championship night to get fans to come. So the A-Mods are coming that night too. We might do something different for our banquet. We might do it more on that night to recognize our track champions. That way the fans get to see them more. So we're looking forward to that. Fair night on the 14th. That is always a great night of racing at the track here. We've been doing redraws for all classes on that night for a couple of years now, and people add money to the purses. We get a great group of cars. The stands are packed, and it's always a fun night on the fair night.
Saturday night, October 10th, you end it with the 10th annual Hub City Rumble, and that is a great event because the season's over at all the tracks, and you never know what drivers are going to tow in.
Yeah, we've been doing it. Like, this will be the 10th year we've done it. We kind of opened the rules up a little bit to allow other sanctions to come. We have Lesota cars come, USRA cars come and run against our IMC guys, and the rules package we've been running has been competitive. I think we've had one of each sanction body win races. It's real common to have the top three be one from each sanctioned body. So it's fun. We get new guys that have never been to the track. Usually it's always good feedback. So we were one of the first ones to do that kind of a race around here, and we always look forward to that night.
Aaron, how can they find out more about Murray County Speedway?
If you're on Facebook, go to Murray County Speedway or murraycountyspeedway.net on the website. We have all the track schedules, information, pictures, rainouts on both of them. If we get rained out, it's posted on there. All the information, especially on the website.
Aaron, thanks for all you do at the racetrack, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Oh, no problem. I always look forward to talking to you, Clayne, before the season gets started. It's a nice way to get out there, and just want to thank all drivers, fans, and crews. Go to the races. If you're not racing here, go to a track somewhere. All the tracks need support, so no matter what kind of racing you do, go and support your local tracks. They'll greatly appreciate it.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197 for a gift
that they will never forget.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See AltenburgConstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts. We make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings. Let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies, Barbecue Sauces, and Seasonings. And Speed, you celebrated a big milestone over the off season. You had your 88th birthday. Not to say that you are a senior citizen quite yet, but you are passing the torch onto your grandson and doing some great cooking videos with him, and you must be enjoying that.
Well, I'll tell you what, playing it's a lot of fun. You know, when I hit the big 88, when I was young and doing a few crazy things, but I've settled down, I think, once I hit maybe 87. But I never thought I'd see 18, let alone 88. But it's really fun. I've got a couple of grandsons that, well, just a while back, the Lions Club had a pancake feed fundraiser for him, and my grandson, Michael, from Springfield, Missouri, happened to be coming up, so he helped me cook pancakes, and that was a lot of fun. And then my other grandson, Damon, he loves to cook, and he did some pork belly burn-ins, and boy, were they ever good. And we did a video of that. It's available on Facebook. But what he did is he took the pork belly and cubed it up in probably inch and a quarter cubes, and then seasoned it with flavor enhancer and brown sugar, and put it in our smoke at 250 degrees, and left it in there till it got up to about 170, 175. And then he pulled it out of there, and then we put a mixture of honey, sweet hickory barbecue sauce, brown sugar, and flavor enhancer, and poured that over it, stirred it through real good, put it in a pan, and covered the pan, set it back in the smoker for about another 20, 25 minutes, and then uncovered it and put it in there maybe another 5 or 10 minutes. We pulled them out, and I thought, well, I'll try one of them. Well, I kept trying them to make sure they were okay till I got through about 6 of them. Oh, my God, are they ever good. And also on our website, cookiebbq.com, got a lot of good recipes on there. And the nice thing about those burnt-ins, they can have them all done up ahead of time and then just put them in the pan covered and just put them on a low-temp grill and heat them up again. And boy, I'll tell you that, and some of your favorite adult beverage, you got a pretty good meal there.
Delicious and easy, and passing these recipes along to our listeners and the next generation. Thanks a lot, Speed.
You betcha, Clayton, and have a good one. And remember, smart cookies.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At BP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information.
Extreme powder coating.
Hey, Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Kevco drive shafts are 100% American made in the USA with USA sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non greasable U joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U joints, U bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.